I want to share a story about a fellow Hoosier, an improbable pioneer, the GI's reporter, Ernie Pyle. During the World War II battle for Cherbourg, the crew of an American tank hit by a German shell scrambled to a nearby doorway for cover. There they met a small, balding man with sad eyes. He was also ducking bullets. They asked for his autograph. Now, that wasn't unusual. The man was Ernie Pyle, the GI's reporter. He shared their fears. He shared their pain. He shared the suffering of the men who do the dying, he wrote in his column. That column ran in 700 publications with a combined circulation of 14 million. And he made sure that the folks back home, here in Indiana and around the country, knew exactly what their fighting men were going through. Pyle, who described himself as a talker to obscure people, took no notes when he did his interviews, except to jot down the names and addresses of the men with whom he had spoken. By 1945, he was earning a six-figure income. He could have stayed out of the fighting, but he couldn't desert the men whose stories needed telling. So he headed to the Pacific for the invasion of Okinawa. And it was there on April the 18th, hit by machine gun fire. He died instantly. Ernie Pyle, the GI's reporter, was only 44. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.